This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Now, right before SHOT Show, we decided to do something a little different. And, you know, I've always pushed the notion of women and guns. But I never had a lady to take the lead. And I think that is paramount to getting women involved in it. So then I found myself a female instructor who was just downright dangerous and persuasive. So we are back for the first time with the segment, the weekly segment of The Weaponized Woman, starring Tatiana Whitlock. And today her two guests are Robin Sandoval and Juliana Crowder from A Girl and a Gun. Good evening, ladies.
Good evening.
Hi, boss.
Now,
I don't know that anyone's called me dangerous and persuasive, but thank you, Bill. I'll take that. That's quite the compliment.
Well, see, now, this is the way it's got to be, though, right? Because Tatiana was there. Now, Tatiana, I'm going to ask you one question, and then I'm turning it over to you, you dangerous ladies. Can the radio guy shoot?
The radio guy can no joke shoot. So we had, quick story, I'm just going to brag about you for a second. We had an amazing event at SHOT Show this year, which was the Agency Arms Party. We had some great sponsors. AR-500 was a sponsor. Gap Marketing was a sponsor. FN was there and a bunch of others. We had hundreds of people attend, and we had dozens of the highest quality media folks in the industry come out and shoot the wealth of Agency Arms and Night Hot Guns in advance. And I have to tell you that we were all really, really pleased when Bill took the line, because I kind of chuckled to myself because I know the man can shoot, but I have to say he put all of the other media folks that were there to shame and made all of the sponsors grin from ear to ear, because you just cleaned the clock on that steel with every gun you picked up. It was a beautiful thing.
I even got a little chuckle out of Fisher there, didn't I? Yeah.
You certainly did.
Yes, I did. Yeah, getting one of those out of there. Now he rubs my head for good luck, which I take that as a promotion. So
definitely.
Anyway, ladies, I leave this to you. Please, although there is one, I'm going to let you guys go, but there's one topic I want to bring up about midway through, and it fully fits in with your mantra, but please, A Girl and a Gun, Tatiana, take it away.
Fantastic. So if you're listening and you're not familiar with A Girl and a Gun is a nationwide community made up of thousands of women who belong to over 140-plus chapters and ranges across the USA and counting. A Girl and a Gun organization is arguably the fastest-growing women's shooting league in the country. And I had the pleasure of meeting Juliana and Robin about 5 years ago at my very first national conference, where I was invited to speak and was blown away and continued to be blown away by the community that they've fostered, the educational programs that they've created, and the passion for the shooting sports that they've created amongst women from all walks of life. Juliana, I'm going to hit you with the big question right out of the gate. How did you do it? What makes A Girl and a Gun so special that it's become the fastest growing program in America?
You know, I think it's just because we've stayed humble and we stay to our roots. It's about getting women to the range, getting them involved in programs that promote self-defense, as well as, you know, the fun side, the recreational side of shooting, and that we really care for one another. I had the pleasure of touring all of Florida this past week, and one of the things that I gave in my talk or said in my talk each time that I got to speak with a new group of women was, I was told that this could not be done, that a group of women could not get together and like each other and be friendly and support each other. And I said, game on, challenge accepted. And the fact that we have, like you said, thousands of women all across the country that all share our heart and our mission and truly care for one another to do well, is, I think, why we're so successful.
And Robin, you speak very well to this point. One of the things that I've always admired about A Girl and a Gun is you are not an over-marketed, you know, brand. You have created this network from grassroots efforts.
Yeah, it really was a heart mission. And, you know, Juliana wanted, as an instructor, to bring ladies in. She's constantly breaking barriers, constantly extending invitations, constantly welcoming women to the range. And if they're afraid to go, she figures out why and reaches out again and gets them to the range and gets them out of their comfort zone. And I was one of those women. So, you know, when I work with her, we both share this the same passion, but from two different angles. And so we're able to address all of those different reasons that may keep women from the range and extend them that invitation to get them there.
And I think, you know, I love how organic it becomes when one girlfriend goes to the range and has a phenomenal experience, and then suddenly three and four of them are now coming together, and that group just grows. I know we just started a chapter up here in Maine, and overnight we've got a dozen ladies, and we've got a dozen more who are really excited to come on board and join. And it's one of those no-pressure experiences where they're not worried about being called a tactical Timmy or worried about missing something, or the structure is there. The program is there. And I think you guys are one of the best-kept educational secrets in the firearms community for the incredibly thorough program that you have developed.
You know, one thing I love about the Girl and the Gun culture is that when Juliana first started as a firearms instructor, she had already taken so much training and had already brought in, you know, hundreds of students as an instructor herself. So she made sure that it was fun, but she also made sure that women were taught correctly. That was all part of the mindset, was that if you're going to go to the range, you need to make sure you're using the right terminology and that you're showing up serious to the range. So it's fun, but it also has the mix of, we're going to do it right. We're going to teach you safety. We're going to teach you confidence. We're going to build you up as an educated consumer, so you're not just giggly and having silly time at the range. It's a welcoming environment, and that really is the dichotomy of who we are. We are kind, we are firm, but it's that back and forth and that natural balance that we address with all women, and women get it, and men respect it, because it's a very serious thing that we're doing, but we put a women's touch on it.
I have guys lining up outside the range wanting to know how can they come? Can they play? It's like, no, this is for your mothers and your sisters. And, you know, they're jealous. They want to come play too. I mean, because we do. There's just so much fun and so much learning, and there's a time for the giggles and the laughter and the part that makes you relaxed and feel not so pressured. And then there's a really serious transition where now we're doing work, and now we're learning, and now we're improving ourselves. And I just find that incredible. So if people are interested in learning about A Girl and a Gun, or where there is a local chapter that's close to them, Juliana, where can people go to find out more?
Our webpage, agirlandagun.org, is a wealth of information. Robin has put so many resources on that page, just from our educational blogs and articles to very detailed information on every event we hold, you know, how to join a chapter, how to start a chapter, how to participate on a local level, how to participate on a national level. So really everything's there at agirlandagun.org. And then we have a really rich social media life on Facebook. We can find us there. Instagram is becoming our new friend. So we're figuring out all of those ways to reach people.
Fantastic. And your blog itself is another one of those best-kept secrets. You have people from all over the country contributing with a wealth of knowledge and information, and you have some incredibly salient points that get spoken about that I am a big believer in. So thank you guys for sharing that. Bill, do you have any final thoughts before we head out to break?
Well, when we get back, I want to talk about something that I and Rob Morris have been talking about, which would fall right in your purview, if you will. So I'm going to leave that teaser with you three, and you guys can just sit there and stew over that one. agirlandagun.org is the website for Robin and for Juliana. And for Tatiana, her website is tatianawhitlock.com. We'll be right back. This is The Weaponized Woman, and this is Lock and Load.
largest selection of knight armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is well on with the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
All right, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Tonight, this is the Weaponized Woman, the first in the series that will be going on. We had the Week of the Weaponized Woman. Now we have the weekly segment of the Weaponized Woman. And that, of course, has my guest host, Tatiana Whitlock of TatianaWhitlock.com, and all the other stuff that she brings to it. And tonight, she is joined from A Girl and a Gun by Robin Sandoval and Juliana Crowder. Ladies, here's a question I would like to ask, and I've been discussing it with a male colleague, and this is actually right down your alley. in a lot of the higher education institutions where we're going to send a bunch of young people to, you know, to go deep into debt to increase their education and some other things, a lot of them have these rules where they have to be disarmed. And very few of the males get sexually assaulted there, but plenty of females do. And what do you ladies think about trying to create a database where their receptiveness to the surrounding law, whatever it may be, as far as being able to carry a concealed weapon, including that in whatever knowledge might be passed out about an institution like that? I've got granddaughters, the idea that they would go somewhere like that, and Tatiana, I know you've got a daughter, the idea they would go somewhere like that and just be at the mercy of a board of regents who aren't really in it for their protection sort of infuriates me.
So are you guys suggesting that there would be a database of college campuses and their policies and procedures, sort of like what a handgunlaw.us is for states' concealed and open carry rules and laws?
Something like that. I mean, I know there's some states where they just allow all college campuses have some sort of carry. Some have the capability of allowing it or not allowing it, and I just kind of think that should be put out there, and I think that should be part of the conversation if we're going to take some young, impressionable 18-year-old who, you know, has lived at home. This is the first time they've not lived at home, and they're going somewhere where there may be predators hanging about.
Absolutely. So I love this question. I love the idea of it. I'm thinking on an administrative side that collecting that information from every college campus in the country would be a nightmare. So how we could better affect that would be to educate the individual to say, you have options and opportunities to get this information from your college campus. So if we can facilitate or spur her to say, what are the rules and regs of my college? That would be so much easier than us trying to collect data for, you know, a country. So, I mean, and that is part of the ongoing conversation of, you know, empowering and educating our girls and our boys. You know, I mean, I'm the mother of boys, and I worry just for them and their safety in the world just as we do our daughters. Then we just have to tell them, you have to be smart. You're going to a new environment. So as you would go to handgunlaw.us to find out what your reciprocity laws are, maybe you should investigate what the rules, regs, policies, procedures, laws are of your new home on the college campus. That should be a conversation that parents have with their children when they leave the home.
Well, that's what I would think. But, you know, at the same time, I've heard so many stories like Amanda Collins, Nevada, Reno campus. Reno. She was raped, and while she was on her back, she swiveled her head one way, and she could see the police depot where they had closed up for the day. She had a concealed carry permit. She was a Taekwondo black belt, and she was disarmed because she followed the law.
Well, and you know what? We know, and we love Amanda, and that's why we are supporting her in, you know, her new organization, Tear Speaks, and doing this exact education for our young people of what are your rights, what are your abilities, and how can you affect change in your own personal community. I mean, we all have to do it at a grassroots level. We are all responsible.
One of the great things about Amanda is she's out there, and she's a beautiful person, and she's a beautiful mother, and she's telling people, look at me. I'm the face that this thing can happen, this awful thing can happen. She's not afraid to get out there and say, I'm the face of you know, these tragedies, so that people can't brush them off as, oh, that must be myth, or that's just in the news, or that's just statistics. She really makes it real for people, and she tells them, how will disarming me make you safer? Will make other people safer? And she asks these hard questions, and she's not afraid to get out there and pose that to our lawmakers and to ask them, why are they trying to disarm these girls?
Well, I had her on the show, and the thing that struck me was she sounded so young. And I could think, you know, if the guy that raped her went on to graduate to being a murderer, and if she'd been armed, she probably could have saved a little grief, because I have no doubt she would have done the deed. But she's also the young lady that went before the Colorado, before Eddie Hudak, before she got kicked or had to resign before she got kicked out. And Eddie Hudak told her, hey, you know, statistically, your gun would have been taken away from you. And she didn't back down at all.
Yeah, and, you know, these are the types of things that we have conversations with over dinner or, you know, at our events when women ask us these questions. And the same thing you just said, well, what if my gun was taken away from me? Well, let's give you some, you know, some strategies, some education on how to not let that happen. It's not a perfect world. I mean, we can train as much as we can, and sometimes things are going to roll in your favor and sometimes they're not. But you know what? It's all about what information do you have? What tools of opportunity do you have? You know, how can you put these odds into the best favor for you? And it really just comes down to, yes, unarming me does not make you any safer or, you know, the big picture of it all. So it's a constant conversation that we have with women, on how to be that mama bear.
And also how to have the mindset. It's all about mindset, how to be situationally aware, how to know what tools are in your toolbox, how to use, like Juliana said, tools of opportunity. It's about having that ready for when you need it.
I'm glad you ladies are on the case. I'm sorry I took up this segment, but I've been listening. We've been having this conversation for a while, and when I was talking, you know, the fact that these organizations are funded by tuition in a lot of cases, and at the same time, the way they sweep some of these sexual assaults under the rug, and there's still a handicap because in most states, you know, you got to be 21 years old to have a permit anyway. But
exactly
the fact
to
that there are
handguns.
Yeah, and so
wait a second. Some states let you be 18. So we do have 18. Some very few states you can have 18 and not be military and have your concealed carry. So
that was the norm.
Yeah, everybody. Really all females need to go to school in that state. All the ladies need to go to school in that state. I'm sorry, but like I said, I'm sorry I conscripted that. That just sort of bugs me as a grandfather to think about that. And so we're coming up on the next break. So A Girl and a Gun, you can find that at agirlandagun.org. There you can find the work of Juliana. You can find the work of Robin. And Tatiana takes part in that, of course. And Tatiana, of course, is at TatianaWhitlock.com in addition to all the other things she does. And she is my... she is my webmaster, so if you make fun of my website, she will find you.
I will.
She will. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm familiar.
everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Franklin Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. And this is the inaugural of the weekly segment of The Weaponized Woman, which is guest hosted by Tatiana Whitlock. And today her guests from A Girl and a Gun are Robin Sandoval and Juliana Crowder. And right about now, Tatiana, I'm going back in my box, so please take it away. I'll be close though.
Okay, don't leave me.
Yes.
So building on what we just spoke about, creating opportunities for learning, asking questions, and getting answers that are actually relevant to your life, whether that's you're participating in a space where you're not allowed to have lethal force options and you need some less lethal options, to how to actually pick up a gun safely. Let's talk about a major annual event, the A Girl and a Gun National Conference. Every year, over 350 A Girl and a Gun members from all over the USA, from Alaska to Maine and everywhere in between, come together in Texas for between 3 to 7 days of education, shooting, information, and a whole lot of fun. I'd have to say National Conference is the highlight of the year for so many shooters, and in many ways is one giant family reunion with lots of A Girl and a Gun t-shirts and hats, and it's just awesome. But this is a kind of like my family reunion. We've got guns, celebrity instructors, heli-gunner rides, simmunitions, Texas barbecue, which makes the Mainer and me really happy. So this is an incredible event. And I've been involved with conferences as an instructor for the past 5 years. And I have to say that every year I've participated, it has gotten better. I've seen the skill sets of the participants improve, and as a whole, just watch this community continue to evolve and be advocates for the Second Amendment and be exceptional representatives of women shooters across the country. You guys have made such a spectacular program here. Juliana, how has conference evolved to be what it is, and where do you see it going?
You know, so about coming up on our one-year anniversary, I thought, wouldn't it be fun to gather 100 ladies and get them into training of different than just going for a basic class or maybe a one-off, you know, with their home range. I mean, I had the wonderful opportunity afforded to me, you know, by my husband supporting me and encouraging me and putting me in some what I would call operator classes. And I did air quotes there. And I had to figure out how to be the one female in, you know, sometimes 10 to 20 men and hang in that weekend or, you know, be able to get through that. And had I been any, you know, a gentle flower, I don't know, maybe it would have been a little different. But I was like, this is the coolest thing ever. But I could see where some other women may be like, whoa, I'm the only chick here. I don't know how to act, behave. What is this world I just walked into? So I came up with this brainchild to say, let's pull in our, you know, master instructors and let's give these module learning opportunities where they get 2 to 3 hours with a particular instructor and they understand what it's like to walk into a formal, real training opportunity where you have to have your stuff together. You have to have your gun, your gear, your ammo. I'm like, things are expected of you. But still have that girl in the gun culture of let us help you through that process. Let us, you know, I mean, I want to throw these girls, you know, tell them to put their big girl panties on, right? But at the same time, a place to safely learn what it's like out there. And it has just exploded. So we're going into our sixth year. We have over 45 simultaneous instructional courses happening every training block. There's nobody in the country that does what we do. And we have everything from self-defense to competition to unarmed to munitions to legal to tech med. I mean, you name it. I mean, we even have a pepper ball class. There's this new product that shoots pepper balls. Which is perfect for kind of like, you know, what Bill was asking me about our college campuses where you can't have guns, but guess what? You can have pepper spray, and this falls into that. I mean, there's no stone we've left unturned when it comes to training at conference.
And I just love that about that event. It answers so many questions for so many people, and it also facilitates cracking through that barrier of I have some hesitation about going into a mixed gender class, and then you get that skill, you get that confidence at conference. And so many of these women have expressed to me that they have joined classes with other groups, they've experienced it, and it was all made possible by the experience they've had with the girl and a gun. So, but here's the thing, the support within the A Girl in the Gun community doesn't stop there. Robin, you have been a great champion for the Back the Blue project, which is an incredible program. Tell us a little more about that.
So a couple years ago, we decided to hold a fundraiser for women, for female law enforcement officers. So we made a Back the Blue t-shirt, and our ladies enthusiastically supported that. And with that money, we were able to create scholarships. It kind of just happened. It was just an idea to support our female law enforcement officers. And the next thing we know, we have this money and we're able to put on a training class for them. So we, last year, we invited law enforcement officers from around the country, women who were nominated by either a colleague or a friend or someone who knows them, and said, this woman is an amazing person in our community. She deserves to have a week of training. And so we brought them in for a few days. It was so amazing. And really the best part about it was that these women who are, you know, often isolated in different departments around the country were able to come together, get to know each other in this new kind of sisterhood where they were able to ask questions. And I saw the most amazing collaboration happen. You know, my duty holster's like this, that my draw isn't great because I have to use this particular holster, it's department issued, and other people would say, well, why don't you try this? And here's what I do when I'm running, and I use suspenders to keep the weight of the belt, and just all this different collaboration. They really had sisters there in the trenches with them, and it was so great to be the facilitator of bringing them together.
And I see this program growing because of the success that was this first event. And there's another event happening this year, correct?
Yes, we're looking at potentially third or fourth quarter to get it on the schedule. As you know, there's so much happening all year round, and we're lining up what the training is and the training location. GWOC has again come on as our primary sponsor to make sure that these ladies can come for, you know, these few days of training and have it be as little of expense to them as possible. So we're so grateful to them for that. And hopefully we'll have some announcements on location and date, you know, with by the end of this first quarter or so. So stay tuned. And if you want to nominate anybody, any female LEO to participate that, we have a spot on our website for you to nominate a female to come and participate with us.
I think that's incredible. Bill, are you jealous? Do you want to come hang out with us now?
Well, of course I do, but I mean, you know, I'm okay if I don't get to. I am fully in touch with the need to get women involved, and I know this is the icebreaker. Later on, you know, after they ascend to the level of you three, and they want to get out there and embarrass me, fine, I'm all in. I have no problem being embarrassed. My uncle, who used to train Olympic precision shooters, leaned into me. I was still in the military at the time, in the late 80s. He leaned into me and said, you know, girls shoot better than guys do anyway. So knowing that, you know, it's just economically, it's very feasible to let the lady do the shooting in a self-defense situation. I can just sit back and say, it ain't going to cost as much because she's going to hit every time she pulls the trigger. So I'm good with that. I like it. I like the idea of it. And it's just better all around for society. And it will be the savior of the Second Amendment. And go check them out. We're coming into the next break. AGirlandGun.org, TatianaWhitlock.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up, call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And we are talking about the weaponized woman, which is, you know, a subject near and dear to my heart. So, my guest host this evening is Tatiana Whitlock. She has brought from agirlandagun.org, Robin Sandoval and Juliana Crowder, which... I know Juliana was somewhere in that crowd at SHOT Show. I don't know how we missed each other. With, you know, we should have run into each other somewhere, don't you think?
You know, Robin and I were so busy jumping from appointment to appointment, having awesome conversations with our partners, that we were actually almost like, what do you call it? Like when you know someone's there, but not really, like mystic. If you can envision
that. That is so true. Because or everywhere you went at SHOT Show this year, right? But everywhere you went at SHOT Show this year, you heard about a girl in a gun. Even when I was in the Aimpoint booth signing autographs and kissing babies, I met dozens of a girl in a gun fans. So many of the members were there and supporting and thanking the sponsors for their support of the program. It was amazing. So to say that the two of you were rock stars at SHOT Show is not an understatement. It's actually a testament to the professionalism of the organization you've created and the major brands who've stepped up and taken notice and joined in with their support. Robin, share with us some of the big wins from SHOT Show.
Oh, the whole week was amazing. Everywhere we went, we had nothing but support from our partners. I have to say that it's always great to see them. One of my favorite people on the planet is Dave Miller at CZ USA, and CZ has come on as title sponsor of our national conference. And Dave is not only an incredible instructor and holds the world record for the most clays shot in an hour, but he's just a really fun guy. So, our Guinness book record, that's even more than the world record. I guess that would be the world record, but anyway, he's amazing and he's really nice, and we're always grateful for any time we get to spend with him. And we feel that way. We're so fortunate to have that kind of relationship with so many of our sponsors.
Juliana, I know there were some wonderful other brands who've come on board. Tell us a little bit about one of the new events this year, the competition that's new, and who's supporting that.
So we are so excited to announce the first ever USPSA Handgun Championship for Ladies. That is a pretty big deal. And SIG has come on as the title presenting sponsor for that match that we're going to have within our Fall Fest event the first weekend in October. It's just so amazing to, you know, create these relationships with these partners who value what we do and want to be a part of how we're bringing firearms education and recreational shooting to the women. So SIG is a big, exciting thing for us. And, you know, CZ is a huge, exciting thing for us, as is, you know, all of our other sponsors who've been with us throughout the years, like Walther and Smith & Wesson and, you know, even bag companies and you know, like Voodoo Tactical. I mean, these people have been with us from the very beginning.
Brownells is, again, going to be the title sponsor for our multi-gun match at Fall Fest. And Aguila and U.S. Law Shield are both coming on for conference.
And Glock is always, you know, a huge supporter of us. So, I mean, we have the best of the best come in to support our events, as well as, like, the local mom-and-pop shops, you know, like Swabitz and Slip 2000 and Max Ear Pro. I mean, we just have so much heart and soul behind everything we do, even down to our partner relationships. And, I mean, it really just makes what we do every day easy. Well, I don't know if I want to say that. Easy and joyful.
Well, that's the thing, though, is that we're not only working with great products, we're working with really great people, and that's where we're really fortunate. That, and I always say that the perk of my job is working with the best people in the industry.
Well, I had the pleasure of sitting in on a couple of the meetings with some of the sponsors to kind of explore what their interest was this year, and I have to say everyone we sat down with was so excited about joining in and participating that the more they got information about what was going to happen, they all want to come and be a part of it, because it really does make you feel welcome and excited and interested, and it revitalizes your love for the industry that we're in as a participant in it, because you see how excited people are and how impassioned they are for the shooting sports after experiencing what a girl in a gun has to offer. So thank you for allowing me to be a part of that and witnessed it, because it was pretty spectacular. And then there's just the general SHOT Show mayhem and joy that is SHOT Show. But, you know, highlights thereof, I would say, well, you guys really did rock it this year. I want to make sure we have...
Well, my favorite event, real quick, Tatiana, is our Tuesday night Girl in a Gun dinner. And that's always open to everybody, you know, to come and just have dinner with us on that first night of SHOT Show. And we always do that, you know, in the same place every year, at the same time. And for us, that's also kind of another family reunion in the big SHOT Show experience. So I just want to throw that out. But if you're at SHOT Show, you know, make sure to look up the Girl in a Gun dinner.
It is the most fun meet and greet that there is. Let's be honest. It's true, because it's also welcome to all the guys. So all the husbands who get shut out of the women's only events that are there at SHOT Show supporting their ladies, or are also partners with them in the industry, they get to participate in this meet and greet, which I love. I think that's wonderful.
Thank you.
Well, okay.
You were really smart, and I totally interrupted you. So keep going.
That's okay. Thank you for bringing that up, because that is a major part of your contribution to SHOT Show, and it has to be talked about, because I don't think enough people know that it happens or that they're welcome to come and join you at it. It's it's a really spectacular program. Another program.
I was just going to say, Tatiana, that we love being available to people, that we're approachable, and anytime anyone has questions, we love being resources to people through our website, through Facebook.
Couldn't agree more. Now, I want to make sure before we go, we've got a few minutes left, I'd like to give some attention to the DC project. A Girl in a Gun has been instrumental in the foundation and the infrastructure and the event that is the DC project. But a little bit about the project as a whole, and then Juliana, I'd like for you to speak about what drives you to participate in this every year.
Okay, I'm sorry, we broke up a little bit.
Yeah,
Robert,
I think we broke up. Yeah, I'll talk about this. I love the DC Project. A Girl in a Gun is the presenting sponsor of the DC Project. Diana Mueller had this great idea of, what if women go and meet with their legislators and talk to them about the passion of why we need the Second Amendment, and put a face to it and a story to it. And she came to us because we have women all over the country. And I was instantly excited about it. In June, I'm going to be making my third trip out to D.C. with the group. Last year, I spoke in front of the Capitol, and I met with many lawmakers, and it was really great just to tell them, you know, I'm a mom. This is why the Second Amendment is so important to me. And, you know, so often there's a stereotype of what the American gun owner is. And I love walking into this office, and they don't know what issue we're there for. And when I tell them that it's a Second Amendment issue, they're shocked because we don't look like the kind of people that would be coming to their office to talk about it. And I love that. And the whole idea is to get them to think, before you vote about this issue, think of me. Think of my story. Think of my family. And if you need a resource, because every office on whatever side of the issue they're on, they need to be educated about gun issues so that they don't call it, you know, the bang switch and, you know, silly things. Use us as a resource. We have a lot of connections for education that can help you make smart decisions when you're discussing this on Capitol Hill, because there's a lot to it and it's very important.
Juliana, tell us a little bit about what you're so passionate about the DC Project. I love when you speak about this. We have just a few seconds left, but I want to make sure you can speak to this point.
You know, what makes me so passionate is just seeing the everyday woman go somewhere and make such a huge difference and be part of what is the American dream, the American political process, to be in our nation's capital and to experience that. And when she goes home to her own community, she's revitalized. She is, you know, maybe now speaking to her leaders on a city and county level that maybe she never thought of before, and she's sharing these passions. So, I mean, God bless Diana for coming up with this whole concept and allowing us to be the vehicle to, you know, to shout it to the mountaintops that our voice matters, and every voice matters in this conversation of what the Second Amendment really means for all of us.
Now, where can people go to learn more about the DC Project?
It's on our website, agirlandagun.org. Under the events tab, you'll see all of our events. It talks about the National Conference, the DC Project, the Multigun Fall Fest, the USPSA match, everything. It's all on our website.
Perfect.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies. That is the Weaponized Woman. We will do it again next week. Thank you, ladies. Thank you, Tatiana.
My pleasure.
All right. Hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line. But designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.